the last name pronounced?
Northern, okay. I just want to make sure I had it right.
Okay.
Yes, sir. On the record now, sir, what is your name and ADC number? We're recording it now, sir. Thank you, Mr. Morgan. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency in as much as you have been certified by the Department of Correction for a 412B 411 hearing. That is, you've been certified to make a decision whether to move you to your next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. As you can see... Okay, well, let's see if I get this thing closer. Can you hear me any better now? Am I doing okay now? Okay, my good friend's gonna... Okay, well, we're gonna move forward and see what happens. If I continue to go in and out, let me know, sir.
Okay.
As you can see, there are three board members participating in the hearing this afternoon. They are the Honorable Mr. Louis Cavanis and the Honorable Mr. David Neal. And my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel lead for your hearing this afternoon, sir. I'm going to just make a few quick comments, and then we'll listen to you. And then we're going to have questions coming from our board members, and I don't see anyone in the room supporting you, or I don't see anyone in the room who is a victim. Therefore, this is the way that we do it here. Okay, now I'm going to... I'm going to make a few comments based on what I've observed, and then we will talk to you, sir. And if I have something wrong from your perspective, please call it to my attention, sir. What I do show is that you're currently serving one sentence, and that is for murder in the first degree. And that sentence is beginning on February 19, 1993, and you will become parole eligible on that sentence September 12, 2019. And if we move you to your next consecutive sentence, that would be for armed robbery, and that would be a 21-year sentence. Is that your understanding, sir?
Yes, sir.
And
the honorary is, my sister returned in the pocket. I believe the honorary is to serve no less than 2/3 of it.
Okay, sir. Well, you have that, so I know you already have the information. You've done your homework, sir. Okay. And I do show a couple of those sentences, both of those for surgery, and that's 5 years each of those, sir, which is not very much. Okay. Now, I would also just point out, just for the record, as I have observed, this will be your first time coming before the Board of Executive Clemency. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir, first time.
Okay, and you submitted to this board a progress report, and I do take note that on the progress report you show a number of programs and certificates that you have received. I don't see one recently. When was the last time you had a progress, a program or course or anything of that nature? Sentence and not to release you to the streets at this point, so. And we also take note that all of the disciplinary violations could not be placed in this space, so, but we do have a list of them that's listed, and I guess what I see is your most recent one ones was last year. You had one for positive or refusal, and you had one for violation of sanitary district. What was this one? Was positive or refusal, or was it was dismissed? What was that one about? It was dismissed. I take note that it was dismissed, but what was that one about, sir? Sir? Went in and out, okay. I said, I do take note that last year, 2018, you had a disciplinary for positive refusal. And I was saying, although it was dismissed, but what was that one about? Do you remember?
There was
the negotiation
and
this
way
throughout. Okay. And in 17, reducing some measures in 17, threatening an inmate and positive and refusal. Did you actually threaten a roommate, sir, in 2017?
No, sir. I don't think it was threatening
anybody. Okay. Now, what about this possession or manufacturing of some illegal substances back in 16?
Someone was moving in the Jetwin House of Work, so he could come back and get in, and I got caught with it, and it was somebody else's.
Okay, but that was not yours. That belonged to somebody else. So you just happened to have been in the wrong place at that particular moment. Sure. Okay. Now, I'm just going to, and this will be very brief, I'm just going to make a brief statement, and again, anything that I might say that may not be correct, please correct me. That the instance of offense that we're talking about started back in December 1992, when Albert Smith, the victim, the 61-year-old victim, was found dead inside of his office at the Walden business where he was employed. His son found his body, and he was killed by two bullet wounds to the head, and his wallet of $200 was missing, and his credit cards were missing as well, and his credit cards were later used for $600 that had been taken from his office. And as a result of the investigation by the police department, the co-defendant, we and the co-defendant were found, were acquaintances of the victim, and she knew, and she actually used the credit cards in the past. She was a very close friend of the victim, and she actually went to rob the victim, and he was with her at the time, and as a result of that, you were incarcerated today. Now, that's a short version of what happened. Now, is that really what happened, or did something else happen, sir?
No, she told me to give her right to borrow some money to this town and go for some jobs, and that same day, I guess when the incident happened, is when I called my brother to borrow $600 until I got back on my feet, and then a couple months later, we got arrested for those charges.
Okay. Now, did you actually pull the trigger and murder Mr. Smith, or did someone else do that, sir?
It was not
me,
sir.
It was not you.
I can't say who did it, because I don't know who did it, because I've never been in or around that place in business.
So you have never been in that world in business, so you have no idea. Well, when you went to trial, why were you found guilty? Why did you get this sentence, sir?
Well,
yeah,
I didn't know anything, because I admitted to using the credit card, and I admitted to giving her a right to borrow money.
Okay, so they put you in prison for the use of that credit card and for the money
The two CSI experts, the government said that there was no physical evidence against me being in or around the place of business.
Now, did you know that she had had a close relationship with the victim? Were you aware of that, sir?
Yes, sir, I was.
Okay. Okay. At the time of this incident of offense itself, you and your co-defendant, you were residing together, am I correct? I mean, in the same residence, am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir. We were living together for about 3 years.
About 3 years, okay.
Yes.
And as a result of that, you were found guilty by a jury, am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
And the one time that we went, the first time when we went, it was, you were found guilty both times. That means that you were tried twice, but each time you were found guilty of these offenses. Am I correct, sir?
You were guilty, sir, in the city trial.
Okay. And as a result of that, you have been incarcerated since then. The victim, okay, I won't talk about the victim at this time. I will point out the fact, please correct me if I'm wrong, I don't see any letters of support. Did you have any letters of support to the best of your knowledge that was sent to the board recently?
You see, any support from me?
Yes, sir.
No, my brother's going out of town on Monday, Saturday, Thursday, and my dad was there like 3 years ago.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to hear that, sir. Please accept our condolences. Now, I will point out just for your information, because you may not have a copy of it, but we do have a letter opposing your release from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office that was dated April 2nd, 2019. And that's pretty common. They send letters quite often. But I did want to let you know that we do have this particular letter. Now, sir, I want to ask the same question again, because it's kind of a little confused here, although we're not going to get direct. But what you're telling this board is that you did not participate in the murder. The only thing that you have to do with this situation, this incident offense, was the fact that you used the credit card. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
And you get me. And you gave her a ride. Did you give her a ride to the to this shop, to the welding shop, or did you give her that ride, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And let me ask this, and this one you may not have the answer to. Do you know what happened to her? Was she incarcerated? What happened to your co-defendant, sir?
Yes, she is. She's in Perryville.
Oh, so she's still at Perryville. Okay, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I do take note that you have had, as I was stating earlier, over the years, you have had a number of discipline tickets, but you haven't had, you had some even recent, but why did you have so many tickets over the years? I know over the years you've been incarcerated as long as you have, we expected that you would have a number of tickets, but any particular reason you had a number of tickets, sir? Now let me ask this, sir. As I've stated before, this is a 412B hearing, but and that will move me to the next sentence. But I'm going to put it positive. I don't like to put it negative. When you are released, sir, in the future, what do you plan to do? Do you have any plans at this time, sir?
My plan is depends on the parole at the time, and if it's not much parole, I'll probably go back to Arkansas, Louisiana, where I'm from.
Oh, you're from Arkansas, so you would probably go back to...
Yes, sir. I'm from Arkansas.
Do you still have lots of family down in Arkansas, sir?
Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, Louisiana.
Okay. Do you have any relatives here in the state of Arizona, sir?
Yeah, I got two relatives.
Okay. Do they visit you, or do they call you, or is it right to you?
I just got to go to Tuesday. I call the house like once or twice a week. Talk to them, get to home.
Okay. And do you... So you'll probably end up eventually back in Arkansas. Now, do you feel... Let me just ask this my way, sir. Do you feel that you have changed since you've been incarcerated? Are you a changed person? And what's different about you now than what's going on when this crime was committed, sir?
Well, I thought I was lost back then. Now, it seems like for some reason, a lot of youngsters that come to the prison, I'm trying to guide them to go and to get their GED or get whatever education they can so they don't come back to prison. And I've been around a lot of youngsters of all races, so a lot of guys look at me as like the information guy, everybody's running about the
that's great, sir. That's something that you deserve credit for, because some of those young ones really need some help, because some of them, otherwise they're going to be incarcerated for the rest of their lives as well. Okay, well that's great.
So, that's a good thing, I think.
It is, yes, sir. You are making a difference, and that's what we like to hear, that you are making a difference, and that you will be prepared to make a difference if you are, as I say, I like to speak in the positive sense. Motivation, as one of my good friends here would tell me, we were motivation, so we want you to be successful whenever you're out, and you should be out at some point, because you're just 52 years of age now, therefore you're still a relatively young person.
I'm 53 in June.
Oh, 53 in June, okay, yes, sir. So, but that still meant that you're a relatively young person, 53 years of age, yes, sir. And what, do you have any type of skills that you picked up since you've been incarcerated that you could use out in the community? Skills. Are you doing anything there? I mean, do you have any employment there at the prison at this time, sir?
Yes, sir. I do. I'm a house porter. I love clean streams, take the trash out. I help guys need it, help them, when they need it.
Okay, so you keep busy. That is good. I'm glad to hear that you're keeping busy. Now, what I'm going to do now, I'm going to pause at this point and yield to my distinguished colleagues to see if they might have some questions for you. Any questions from either one of my colleagues? Honorable Mr. Pomonis, any questions? Honorable Mr. Neal? Okay, Honorable Mr. Neal.
No.
Okay, they don't have any questions for you at this time. Therefore, we're coming towards the end of the hearing, but this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to tell the board anything else you would like to tell the board today without repeating yourself. So we're going to listen now to you. So what is it that you would like to share with the board, sir?
I just know people make mistakes and they always need a second chance. You know, to put yourself. And other than that, I just don't want to repeat myself on anything we've already discussed. Because that would be useless. Just to repeat it over and over and over.
Okay, sir. Well, we want to thank you so very much for appearing for the board. So please stay on the phone. Although you've been before the board before, you have not been before the board before. Everything that we do it in public. Therefore, we want you to stay on the phone. We want you to listen. We're not doing behind closed doors. We're not doing a little closet and talk. This will be our first time discussing your case, and we do that publicly. So please stay on the phone and listen. And once we complete this discussion, then the board will be back with a decision of whether to parole you to the next and second sentence or absolute discharge, sir. So now the board is in discussion. I find Mr. Norman to be a very interesting gentleman, getting ready to turn 53 very shortly, but has a great, has a long lifespan waiting for him. He indicates that once he's out and things work out for him, he wishes to go back to Arkansas. In that part of the country, he has a number of supporters and friends and relatives there, and then he has a couple of brothers here in the state of Arizona. He indicates that he was not part of my interpretation of the murder itself. He admits that the credit card, and he admits to driving, was co-defendant, but he did not see he was not there to participate in the actual murder itself. However, both times the jury did find that he was guilty of these offenses, and we were not there. This is not a trial. This is not a court of law. Therefore, we do not know what happened. The only thing we know is the information that's been presented to the board. It's just my feeling at this time, and I do see a future for Mr. Northern, but this is his first time coming before the board, and I like to hear more than once when they come for the first time. But I don't know whether that's how other board members feel, but I'm going to yield to other board members at this time for any discussion that they might have. Board members, anything that you want to share at this time? Okay, hearing nothing from board members at this time, then I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be to deny 412B411 to Mr. Michael Northern, ADC number 102300, at this time. That's my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neary, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, and okay. This crime took place in the 90s, therefore I'm going to request a one-year set-off. Any objections? Okay, hearing none. And the type of denial is 412B411, move to the next consecutive sentence, after discharge. Reason for denial, and I know what he said, but during the crime, I won't say that he actually participated, but during the crime, there was a loss of human life. The victim was 61 years of age, and in that day, and I think even today, 61 that would be the age of the victim. I would also point out the fact that, as far as I can tell, we do not have family or community support. He points out that some members of his family are deceased. He has the lack of programming, but that's not his fault, the lack of programming, as he indicates, because of the length of his sentence, programs are just not available as they might be for some younger persons who are incarcerated at this time. And those are the reasons that I'm going to give. Are there any other reasons that any board member for that I should include? I don't hear any others. Sir, you heard the results of this hearing. Is there anything else that I need to go over, sir?
When you were talking about, I don't know if you said approved or denied, because you were cutting in and out, sir.
Yes, sir, I was saying that you are denied this time. You are denied. Move to the next consecutive sentence, absolute discharge. The board voted unanimously that you are denied, and that you will be certified by the Department of Corrections to come before this board again in or around 12 months from now. Well, that's the determination of this board, sir.
Okay,
sir. Well, this will end your hearing. Please put the CO3 on the phone for us, sir. And thank you so very much, and have a great afternoon, sir.
Okay, I agree, sir. Just give me a minute.
Thank you, sir.